In many ways, the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe have been undergoing a renaissance in the last few years. There are plans to build an affordable housing development for members and plans to create a solar-powered microgrid. Seniors and adults stream into their new headquarters to learn Wampanoag, a language once nearly lost. On one morning, Jessie Little Doe Baird, the vice chairwoman of the tribe, leads a senior center's Wampanoag language immersion class. But now all these plans may be in danger. In 2015, the federal government put 321 acres of land in Mashpee and Taunton into trust and designated it for the Wampanoag Reservation. Land in trust means the federal government owns the property instead of the state, which means the tribe can self-govern and receive federal funding. The recent Department of Interior's finding essentially reverses this 2015 decision. Baird says the contention doesn't make sense.
We're the last surviving of those nine tribes on the mainland that signed Indian title to the Pilgrims for Plymouth Colony. This is the 400th anniversary of the landing of the Mayflower, and the tribe now finds ourselves on the opposite end of the spectrum, asking the white government to make sure that we have land under our feet.
2 years ago, the Mashpee Wampanoag announced plans to build a casino on tribal lands in Taunton. That prompted a legal battle with developers and residents who opposed the project, with the tribe's claim to their federal lands hanging in the balance. The result of that lawsuit is the finding that the tribe's lands do not qualify to be held in trust because they were not federally recognized in 1934 under the Indian Reorganization Act. In an effort to preserve the tribe's land, Representative Bill Keating has authored a bill that would override any decision by the Department of Interior, but the bill has not yet been voted on. Congressman Keating.
We feel that the tribe of the First Thanksgiving clearly is a legitimate tribe. We put the bill in because we were hearing rumors that the Trump administration was considering this. So we put it in as a safety valve, hoping that it was never necessary, but unfortunately now it is.
In the meantime, the lands currently remain as they are because there is no legal mechanism to remove lands from federal trust. But the decision endangers the tribe's claim and a future they've only just started to see. Robert Anderson, an American Indian law professor at the University of Washington, says this case has put the Wampanoag in legal limbo.
Only Congress has the authority to take the land out of trust, and this is a uncharted territory in terms of what happens next.
He says he isn't surprised by the Trump administration's decision, though.
It shows a deference to state rights in disfavoring federal obligations to Indian tribes nationally.
David Tennant is a lawyer for the plaintiffs in Taunton who brought the case against the Mashpee Wampanoag. He says they feel vindicated by the department's decision.
The citizens are not anti-tribe, and they're not necessarily even anti-casino. What they have always been is in support of the rule of law that says the federal government has to abide by the law.
He says a more liberal reading of what it meant to be federally recognized before the Indian Reorganization Act had been taken by the Obama administration.
The facts just do not support granting land in trust for the Mashpee. They were not under federal jurisdiction. That's not a political decision. That's not the Trump administration. That's the historical record.
Nonetheless, Cedric Cromwell, the chairman of the tribe, says the decision feels like an attack, but that they will continue to fight for an appeal to the finding.
There's so much confusion now by the Trump administration going against whatever Obama put in place. It's a really confusing, chaotic, hostile, scary environment right now for my tribe.
The Mashpee tribe's fate now rests in the hands of lawyers and members of Congress, and many other tribes with federal lands in dispute are watching to see what will happen next. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.